I didn't want the Book of Missionary Stories at first, but now I feel like I really know the author.
That's what a book will do. And the more you read the Bible, the more you'll know the author, God. Hi, do you like to read books? If you do, you'll love today's story right here on Keys for Kids. Let me ask you, do you have a favorite author? I love reading mystery books, and when Frank Peretti puts out a new book, I buy it right away. I really feel like I know him because of how much I read his books. You know, the Bible is no different. If you want to know more about God and Jesus, the best way to do that is to read the Bible. It has stories of army battles, true love, poetry, and even miracles. In John chapter 5, Jesus said this, "These are the very scriptures that testify about me." Our story today is entitled Aunt Sue's Gift. Joshua eagerly opened the birthday gift his aunt had sent him. "Look," he said, "it's the game I've been wanting." "There's something else in here too," Mom said, pulling a smaller package from the bottom of the box. Joshua tore it open. "It's a book of missionary stories." "Oh, those should be interesting," said Mom. "Aunt Sue works with missionaries and probably thought you'd like to read some of their stories." Joshua shrugged. "I like mysteries or sports stories," he muttered, tossing the book on the table. A couple months later, a group of missionaries visited Joshua's church and his parents had some of them over for dinner. Joshua listened attentively as one of them told about his experiences in India. "A local pastor and I were on our way to preach in one of the villages," said Mr. Kim. "As we were walking, we noticed a leopard following us. We expected it to attack us at any moment, but it never did. To our surprise, it finally just quit following us and left us alone." He smiled. "I believe God kept us safe in answer to the prayers of his people back home." He went on to tell of another time God had kept him safe in a dangerous situation. Joshua would have liked to hear more, but the missionaries needed to get to the church for a meeting. Several days later, Joshua idly took a book from the shelf and turned a few pages. He suddenly sat up straight. "Mom," he exclaimed, "this book from Aunt Sue is written by Mr. Kim." Joshua eagerly started reading the stories. "This book is good," said Joshua, putting it down when it was time to go to bed. "After reading this, I feel like I know Mr. Kim better. I hope he comes to our church again sometime." "You feel like he's a friend, don't you?" said Mom. "After you met him, you got to know him better through his book. That's something like our relationship with Jesus, Joshua. He gave us a book that helps us get to know him as a friend." "That's the Bible, isn't it?" Joshua said. "I should read that too and get to know Jesus better." So how about you? Do you sometimes wish you knew Jesus better? You can get to know him through his book, the Bible. It has lots of stories that show us who God is and how much he loves us. As you read the Bible and learn more about it at church, it will help you know Jesus more and more. Get to know Jesus better as a friend by reading his book. Our key verse is John 5:39.
"These are the very scriptures that testify about me."
And our key thought today, know Jesus through the Bible. Do you have teen brothers or sisters? If you do, you probably know how busy they are with school and sports, band, theater, and other activities. It can be tough for teens to spend time with God on busy days, but the Unlock Teen Devotion app makes it easy. Every day there's a short story or article to read or listen to, along with questions and Bible verses to think about. It's the easiest way for teens to spend time with God every day. So go to unlock.org to get a direct link to the app. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with me today on Keys for Kids.